The hour's drawing very near, Simon. What do Americans expect from a Biden presidency?
Well, look, first of all, there's Inauguration Day to get through dawn. And I think that Joe Biden is going to want to accentuate in his speech and throughout the events that are taking place in this city over the next few hours as much of a sense of national celebration as is possible under these quite extraordinary circumstances, not just of COVID-19, of course, but of security in Washington, D.C. But then he's going to get straight into the Oval Office and sign a raft of executive orders that are designed not just to deal with immediate priorities, but also to symbolize the direction in which he wishes to take the country by confronting the COVID-19 pandemic head on. We saw that last night, his first stop when he arrived in Washington, the reflecting pool there in front of the Lincoln Memorial lit up as it now is with 400 lanterns to symbolize the 400,000 Americans who have now died. He's going to prioritise climate change in a way that we absolutely haven't seen before here. So an executive order is going to be signed today, taking America back into the Paris Climate Change Accords. But that's just the start of a major effort to overturn some of the undoing of environmental regulations that has gone on during the Biden presidency. And as he's made clear throughout, he wants to convey a message to the wider world that America is back, that it's no longer America first, America alone, some would say, as it has been during the course of the last 4 years. But this is going to be an administration absolutely reliant on and believing in the international alliances that America in many parts of the world sees itself traditionally as underpinning. Now, there will be many questions around the world as to just how long America is in fact back, given the millions of people out there in the United States who are not going to view today's events as legitimate. And also given the concerns that those people, fueled as they have been by President Trump's lies about the presidential election being rigged, still pose a threat to the safety and security of the inauguration today and the country going forward.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for that. Simon Marks there in Washington, D.C.